arrived at the school in record time, walking into the office with a smile on my face. "Hello, dear," the school's receptionist smiled warmly. "Bringing your son some lunch?" I didn't bother to correct her that I wasn't Delaney. It really, really wasn't worth it. The last time I'd corrected her, we'd had a lengthy conversation about how hard it was on Asa, how it must be confusing to have two sets of twins in his life play such important roles. Then, I'd missed half of Asa's lunch, all because the woman didn't know how to shut up. "I'm here to eat lunch with Asa," I replied. She nodded her head, did something on the computer, then printed off a name tag. I nearly rolled my eyes when it said Delaney David's daughter on it, and not Dylan. But again, I didn't bother to correct her. "Thank you," I said, as I walked to the office door and waited for her to open it. She did, and I zipped out, heading straight for the lunchroom. I found my Asa sitting all by himself at a little table against the back wall. I smiled sadly, then walked up to where he was sitting with no plate in front of him. With 10 minutes left of lunch, there was a commotion at the door of the lunchroom, and I looked up to see Booth and Bourne barreling down on us. Booth had a pizza in his hand, and Bourne had one too. I couldn't stop the relieved breath that left my throat at the sight of both of them happy and healthy. Even though Bourne didn't like me all that much, my sister liked him, so it was hard for me not to care that he was okay too. And Asa seemed to love him. "Daddy!" Asa screamed loudly. All the other second graders that were around him looked at him, then at the two black-clad figures walking our way. Booth hadn't even bothered to take his ski mask off completely. It was on the top of his head, resting like a beanie instead of covering his face. And Bourne had black paint on his cheeks. I saw all the second graders looking at the two men in awe. I also saw the moment that Asa became the cool kid in their eyes, all because of his uncle and his dad. Asa bolted toward his father. Booth handed his pizza off to Bourne and scooped up Asa, bringing him in close to his chest. I watched, admiring the steady gait of Booth as he sauntered back toward our table. His eyes latched onto mine when they were a few feet away, and my breath caught in my throat. God, was he gorgeous. Booth was 6'3" of tanned, sexy skin. Black hair shaved into a high and tight, just long enough to give him a mohawk if he so chose. And the biggest hands that I'd ever seen. Then there were his eyes. His eyes were the windows to his soul. They showed when he was mad, when he was sad, when he was happy. Those intense chocolate orbs made me shiver every single time they landed on me. Like right now. I felt a tingle race up my spine, and I had the intense urge to get up and throw myself into his arms. I didn't. Barely. Luckily, the squeals of a lot of little girls pointing at the two black-clad figures had me blinking out of my Booth stupor. I watched, hopefully blankly, as the two large men walked up to the itty-bitty table I was currently sitting at. Even for me, it was small. So the moment that they sat down, I had to cover my mouth and close my eyes to keep my humor at bay.
"It's tight," Booth admitted.
"That's what she said,"
Bourne murmured underneath his breath. There was a long, silent pause. Then, I couldn't stop it. I laughed.
"God,"
I shook my head, switching my eyes from one man to the other.
"That's really not appropriate, and I shouldn't laugh."
I left the last part hanging because that's when I started to laugh again. Something on his shirt caught my eye, and I saw 6 ragged holes in his uniform shirt. I frowned.